From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. A fight over future development on Miami-Dade County's dwindling farmland is over, for now. As WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich tells us, county commissioners have rejected a bid by builders and are siding with small farmers instead.
A county task force that spent a year looking at the urban development boundary called for increasing protections for wetlands. In response, builders asked to be able to expand future development on farm fields near the Redland to make up for the loss. Eric Valderrama is president of the Latin Builders Association.
The estimated growth in our county has increased over 10% in the last 8 years, yet the available land for development has continued to deplete. So I'm asking, let's prepare for the inevitable growth that's going on.
Planning officials say the county won't run out of land for housing inside the boundary for another 2 decades. And environmentalists say the land targeted for more protection would never have been developed anyway.
We know that we're not going to be developing the wetlands or coastal high hazard areas.
Laura Reynolds represents the Hold the Line Coalition.
The pushback from the Builders Association is unwarranted because we were never going to develop there.
The changes were part of the county's Comprehensive Growth Master Plan that gets reviewed every 7 years. That plan now goes to the state for review. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
Miami-Dade County Republican Senator Anatery Flores wants to change what she sees as an overly political and broken claims bill process in Florida. And she's starting by trying to lift the caps on how much money governments pay out when they wrong people. Flores is not under any illusion this will be easy.
I'm not terribly confident that it will pass in its current form this year, but I do hope that we have a conversation about it.
Victims have had to wait years or even more than a decade for the state legislature to approve settlements in many cases. Flores wants to raise sovereign immunity caps to $500,000 in the hopes of allowing more victims to be compensated. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.